Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Dean Anne Scantlebury, history graduate and current MPhil student in history of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, February 26, 1910, legendary headmaster, education officer, and musician, Justin Ignatius Byer, was born at Society St. John to William Adolphus Byer and his wife Martha Elizabeth Ann. Ignatius Byer, as he was widely known, spent most of his early years at Mylars Hill St. Michael and likely attended the St. Giles Boys School, which his father headed. He was also educated at the Combermere School, and upon completion of his studies there, gained his first teaching appointment at the St. Giles Boys School, where he first came under the headship of his father, and subsequently Charles Wilkie Cumberbatch. His second tour of duty took him to Lowlands St. Lucie, where, like his father decades earlier, he was appointed headmaster of the St. Clement's Boys School. For many years, Ignatius Byer presided over this rural institution, and through his firm insistence on regular attendance, disciplined conduct, and diligent effort, inspired his students to realize their full potential. His relentless efforts helped to produce well-rounded citizens like former West Indies cricketer and businessman Sir Charles Griffith. In addition to his leadership at the primary level, he was appointed the first principal of the West St. Joseph Secondary Modern School, now the Grantley Adams Memorial School, and also later occupied various senior positions within the Ministry of Education, among them Education Inspector and Deputy Chief Education Officer. Like many educators of his era, Ignatius Byer was also very much involved in the communities in which he served. A gifted musician, he led the popular jazz band The Silver Tones, performing as a violinist and sang baritone in the choir of the St. Barnabas Anglican Church. Upon his death on March 4, 1987, newspaper columnist John Wickham, in a tribute entitled Epigraph for an Epitome, characterized him as a metaphor of his time among us. But despite the high regard in which he was held, as was evidenced by this glowing tribute, and the large crowd which attended his funeral at the Westbury Cemetery, the proposal to rename the new St. Clement's Primary School in his honor generated much opposition from some members of the community, who viewed the decision as inconsistent with the principles of the Anglican Church. Notwithstanding these objections, the government proceeded with its decision, and the $3 million institution was formally inaugurated as the Ignatius Byer Primary School on May 10, 1996.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.